Good evening. It's good to see everyone tonight. Thank you for coming. Again, it's always a pleasure for me to return here and spend some time with some people who mean a lot to me. And so it's good to see all of you. Sheila Huntsman has no excuse for going to see somebody named Tony at another church this morning. And so I'll expect a full apology from her, but we'll see if she comes through with that. Wesley, I love the songs, by the way. Appreciate that. Never turn this over to Rick Lucas. That was a terrible decision that you've made, and I would expect that by this time you would know not to do anything like that. This evening we're going to take some time to look at some ideas that surround our young people. I don't see quite as many here, but I see enough, and I also know that you're good note takers, and you'll share everything that we speak about tonight with the young people that you have contact with. The sermon is entitled, What Does Jesus Have to Offer Young People? If you're like me, no matter where you go, when it's something that has to do with your children and what they're going to be engaged in, you always ask the company or the school people, what's in it for our daughter? What kind of curriculum do you have for them? What kind of facilities do you have? There's always this idea that what's in it for them? What's best for them? And young people, in their service to Christ, have special needs that are different from those of us who are older. And so we have to ask the question, and we have to pose it to young people, why should you or why would you consider Jesus? And see if there's an answer to that question. What does Jesus have to offer you? Why should a young person consider Jesus in their lives? I mean, what is it that's there for them? And they need to know the answers to these questions, and they need to know these things about Jesus. And these ideas will resonate with our young people. I think they'll even resonate with some of us who are older, because on some level they are always true. And so what does, or what can Jesus offer young people? Well, I want to suggest to you that Jesus knows what it's like to be alone. What do young people of faith oftentimes struggle with the most? And when do they struggle with it? When they're not an athlete, or they're not rich, or they're not handsome, or they're not beautiful. And even if they are an athlete, and they are rich, and they are handsome, and they are beautiful, what is it that young people struggle with today a lot? Loneliness. Young people of faith often find themselves alone. And so what does Jesus have to offer you? He knows what it's like to be alone. I don't know a lot about Jesus' childhood, and neither do you. But I find it hard thinking that he was not alone a lot. And that he was alone when he was young. He was debating with elders when he was a very young person. I find it difficult to believe that all the other young people his age wanted to be with him. I think Jesus dealt with being alone. But that didn't lead him to despair. It didn't lead him to some sort of resignation. He simply used his time to talk and to walk with his Father, who was always at his side. Listen, young people fight with this. They worry about this. It's important to them to not be alone, but you're going to be alone if you're a child of faith. And I want to suggest to you that if you are a child of faith, it is inevitable that you're going to be alone. And so what can Jesus offer you? He knows what it's like to be rejected, to be despised, and to be alone. What does Jesus have to offer young people? He knows what it's like for you and your loneliness. The Bible says that when Jesus was about to be crucified, that all his friends left him alone. He was often praying alone. He was often praying multiple times alone. He knows what it's like to be alone. Young people, don't give up because you're alone. Embrace your God and your Father and your Savior. What else? Well, Jesus was not liked by popular people. But what do young people suffer with today? Well, I think there's a problem with younger people and older people, unfortunately. And it's that everybody wants to be popular. As an educator, I've seen this to an extreme, and it rarely, if ever, works out very well for the kids and for the people who want to be popular, but they do it anyhow. And so they have a feeling, they have something within them that they want to flock to people who are seemingly the ones who have all the attention. And it's a really bad idea, young people. I can't tell you how many times young people have gotten in trouble. Why? Because they thought they needed to be popular by hanging out with the person who seemed to be popular, and it rarely works out. And it doesn't work out for older folks either, does it? But my point is that Jesus was not an adored figure by the popular, important people of his time, and you don't have to be that way either. You don't have to seek it. You don't have to be with the ones that are popular. You can be just fine without being popular or being with the popular people. The scripture says that Jesus was far from popular. The important people ignored him. And in fact, the only people who would listen to him were the common people. They heard him and were with him gladly. Young people, what does Jesus have to offer you? He knows what it's like to be pushed out by the popular crowd. And yet, he was fine, he adjusted, he served, and so can you. You can be alone with your Savior and with your God. You can be unpopular, and you can be just fine. Jesus has a lot to offer you. What else? Well, Jesus offers a cause for you. Young people today are looking for a cause. Have you noticed that? They want to know what their purpose in life is. What kind of changes can I enact in this big world? And so we see people on the news, we see them in schools, we see them everywhere fighting for a cause. They're either serving or they're standing up for some social rights or they're animal rights activists. They're finding causes and they're putting all their time and effort into that cause. And I want to suggest to young people that the cause that you need is the cause that Jesus was engaged in. He is your cause. He should be your cause. Because it's there that you can find full and true fulfillment. Jesus knows, right, what it's like to have a cause. And you need one too. Yes, you can be interested in some of these things that I've talked about, but the only one where you'll find true fulfillment and that you'll find your meaning in life is to take up the cause of Jesus Christ. He says to young people, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will save it. Take up the cause of Christ, young people. It's okay that you've taken up a cause for animal rights or world peace. It's okay. But make your primary and priority the cause of Jesus Christ, to be involved in saving the souls of men and women in the world. Now that's a cause.
That's valuable. Well, what else?
Well, I want to suggest to you that Jesus offers young people an alternative to empty materialism. Jesus said, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist of the abundance of his possessions." Today, one of the causes of young people and what they take up is against selfish capitalism, right? They seem to rebel against people and companies or businesses accumulating tons of money, seemingly having more than anyone would ever need. And then they look and they see their friends and family doing the same, trying to get more and more and accumulating as much as they can. People seem to be addicted to more. Does that bother you, young people? Well, if it does, Jesus offers you a solution. He asks you to take up His cause. A man's life does not consist of the things that he possesses. Jesus knows what it's like not to have a lot. He knows what it's like not to desire a lot. He is an alternative that you can follow. Jesus can offer our young people a lot. What else? And finally, what does Jesus offer young people? He offers a fountain of forgiveness. Young people often see themselves as falling short. I'm not good enough for my parents. I'm not good enough for my teachers. I'm not good enough for my brothers, my sisters. I'm not good enough for anyone. And then they begin to feel sorry for themselves. They begin to be sad and filled with sorrow. And what do young people do when that happens? Well, some of them commit suicide. The number one cause of death of young people is suicide. Others become recluse. They just want to go away and hide. Some people walk into public places, or some young people walk into public places, and then they kill people. You don't have to carry all that around with you, young person. Jesus provides you with a fountain of forgiveness. If you have fallen short, if you have sinned, if you're not what you ought to be, and people have decided to make sure that you know about that, it all may be true, but listen, you don't have to worry about it because Jesus provides plenty of forgiveness for you. It's a fountain of forgiveness. Maybe other people will have a hard time forgiving you. They won't forget what you've done. They might even seek to harm you. But I want to suggest to you that Jesus provides you with all the forgiveness that you will ever need if you would just ask for it. Listen, if Jesus was able to forgive those who nailed Him to the cross, He will completely and fully forgive you. You have not done anything other than rejecting Jesus that He won't forgive you for. What does Jesus have to offer young people? He has a fountain of forgiveness. And so what does Jesus have to offer young people? He knows what it's like to be alone. Young people, you can look to Him. He knows all about it. He knows the feeling of being rejected by popular people. It was not an unknown idea or concept to Him. Young person, He provides you with the cause that you need. If you're looking for a cause, make it Jesus. What does Jesus offer you, young person? He offers you an alternative to empty materialism. I'm here to tell you, and I hope that the adults here in the crowd do the same. Your possessions and the things that you have are never going to make you happy. And I know the world tells a different story, but it is the truth. You will never be happy thinking about the things that you can accumulate and build up. It will not help you. Jesus offers you help. He didn't have a home. He didn't have a place to lay his head. He didn't have possessions. And yet he was the Savior of the world. And finally, young person, he is a fountain of forgiveness. Young people, you make mistakes. Guess what? We all made mistakes too. Many of us made big mistakes that had tremendous consequences. Others of us avoided some of those consequences. But all of us in our lives have made terrible mistakes, and we've sought to get forgiveness for them, those things, and move on. Young person, forgive yourself, ask God to forgive you, and put it behind you and move on. It'll be the best thing that you ever do. Life's tough enough, young person, to live without forgiving yourself if you've already asked the Lord to forgive you. Jesus offers so much to our young people. If you're in our audience and you're not a child of God, come home to Him. Young person, have you sinned against the Lord? Don't hold it in. Don't try to hide it. Jesus offers a forgiveness fountain just for you. If you've not obeyed the gospel, do it. But if you've got sin in your life and you need to get that taken care of, tell your parents, tell an adult, get it off your heart, put it behind you, and begin living without all that guilt and sorrow and shame. Maybe you're in our audience and you're just visiting and you've noticed that Jesus is the reason that we're here. Know that Jesus died on the cross for you, and He'd love to help you save you from your sins as well. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Repent and be baptized, each and every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you too can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Do you have a need? If you do, come forward as we stand and sing.